When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
I had no idea these really horrific stats, as we continue a Worker Wednesday, about the rates of people who die by suicide in the construction industry. It is incredibly high. And I know that maybe we have more accurate or newer stats, but just looking at 2022 alone, 6,000 deaths by suicide amongst U.S. construction workers. That is four times higher than the national average, and it is double the rate of especially civilian, the average working man. Construction workers, twice as likely, the men, to die by suicide than the average civilian man out there. I don't know why the answer is. I can guess it maybe why some of the conversations aren't happening that should be happening. Well, there's an organization that's trying to help. There's an event that's trying to shed some light on this. Angela Cummings joins us right now. She's the executive director of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, the Illinois chapter. Angela, I am shocked by these stats. I know you aren't because you know them, but they are surprising to a lot of people.
Yeah, they are surprising. And one stat that you didn't mention that really took me by surprise when I first heard it was construction workers are 5.5 times more likely to die by suicide than they are a worksite accident.
Huh.
So that really tells us that there is a huge opportunity to make mental health part of the overall safety initiatives on construction sites, on job sites, and just within the culture itself. There's so many lives that can be saved.
Well said. Why is it? We don't have to find the exact reason. I'm sure it's a myriad of reasons. They're tough jobs. They're long hours. There's injuries that happen that probably require use of some medications that can cause issues. Are those just a few of the reasons?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I want to thank you for noting that we always say there's no single cause for suicide. And so we don't want to distill this down to one or two reasons, right? Suicides typically take place because of multifactorial reasons, and these reasons come together and they overwhelm the person who can't see another way out, and they unfortunately take an action to end their life. So with the construction industry in particular, you've mentioned a few of the really key points, but most of the risk factors that we know that can lead to suicide are grouped in health factors, historic factors, and environmental factors. And you're right. Those are all factors that can come together in this population. Health, they may have, endured an injury on the job site or previously, and right, that can lead to substance use or abuse. Historically, there may be trauma. We know that veterans, for example, tend to lead into construction-related industries after their service ends. And so they may be dealing with PTSD. It's seasonal work. Sometimes people don't know where the next job is exactly going to come from. That causes like work stress, economic stress, not knowing when the next job is going to be, how much it's going to pay, where it's going to be. They can be separated from their families for a really long time. When they are on a job, it could be 7 days. It could be seven 12-hour days in a row. And then they're far from their family. They don't have their coping and self-care regimens that they might usually have at home. So they may be drinking more. And we know that drinking leads to, increased suicide attempts. So it's really these overlapping factors that we know that these are risk factors that anybody can face in any industry at any given time or just in life. But they seem to come together quite a bit more within this industry, which I think leads to the elevated rates.
Yeah, and I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but I've met a lot of construction guys, and some of them will open up their hearts and souls to you, and they're as in touch with their emotions as anyone. A lot of these guys, again, with a broad brush, that stigma around talking about mental health maybe hasn't reached certain corners, and I would imagine the construction site might be one of them.
Well, men in general still, unfortunately, are just not that great about talking about mental health and their own struggles and sharing their feelings and all of that. So that's work that goes on in the background there. But yeah, and then it's a male-dominated industry, although, it's shifting, and there are quite a few women in construction, and it's a growing demographic, women in construction. Absolutely, there's that. And then, on a construction site, somebody else's safety is often in your hands. And so I think there's a reluctance to talk about that you might be struggling or you're having thoughts or you don't feel quite there because you don't want your buddy, similar to the military or law enforcement or any first responder, you don't want your buddy who may be relying on you for their life to feel like maybe you're not 100%. So instead, they just don't share it. You know, they're worried about repercussions on the job for admitting that they might not be feeling 100%. So that's just a cultural thing that we can definitely address. Absolutely.
I know you guys do your gigantic walk later on in the year, AFSP does, but you're doing something cool here this weekend to raise awareness about this specific issue back over in my neck of the woods in Downers Grove, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So our approach to this issue is really two-pronged. First, we're having these construction hike for hope. It's an event where people can come out, they can get into nature. We know that nature is good for mental health. We're hoping that construction workers can come out with their families. Anybody in the construction industry, this could be, you know, labor unions, construction companies, the families that support them, suppliers. You know, it's a pretty big umbrella. Come together, know that you're in a safe space, know that you're among people who want to change the culture, want to talk about this, want to create a change and save lives, and then we have resources there, you know, that you can take with you. So it's going to happen on Saturday at Hidden Lake Forest Preserve, which is in Downers Grove. It's going to kick off at 10 a.m. And yeah, we would love for anybody who's interested in this issue or knows or loves someone in the construction industry just to show up and see what can be done. But to that end, the second prong of this is that we have developed specific resources now for this community. We've got a Talk Saves Lives for the construction industry program specific for the construction industry. There's like a 20-minute version that can be delivered on a job site. And then there's a longer 1-hour version that could be delivered either in person or virtually. And that, you know, that's a longer presentation for maybe a day off, a rain day when people can't get in, or even just administration or people who are kind of in a leadership role to take that longer presentation.
I love that you say encourage families to come. I think that remembers to paint a picture. Yes, it is a serious subject, of course, but these walks are meant to be positive experiences for everyone to gather together. This isn't, you know, a slow march. I mean, this is a day together to be with family, friends, and just to have an open reflection on this stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, what we know from the data and the research is that talking about this is the way that we save lives. Absolutely. Time and time again, we see the more people talk about their feelings, the more people talk about what they've gone through, the more they reach out for help, it directly leads to saving lives. And so we just want to make that more of the cultural norm in this industry where it really hasn't been, and where right. I do feel that there's a strong desire for that to change. And, you know, for mental health training to be part of safety training in general. And I really, we've seen construction companies that we've worked with for this event, they're like, yes, we should absolutely be doing mental health checks as part of our regular toolbox talk that we do.
100%. It needs to be part of it. And I hope this event raises awareness of that. 10 seconds. Where should people go for more to find out about this weekend walk?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to afsp.org/Illinois. That's where you can learn more about the walk and also request one of the construction programs.
Love that. And the walk is on Saturday. It is at on-site registration at 10. The program starts at 11. That's at the Hidden Lake Forest Preserve in Downers Grove. We'll chat again soon. Thanks for bringing awareness to this, Angela.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.